That's right. Get ready. It's really happening. The set list for the last 2 hours. It's coming into view. Soundtrack by your friend and mine, Tom Jenkinson. For the second time in the show, he makes an appearance. Square Pusher, on the ones, the twos, the six, the sevens. Every number, numbers not even imagined. The golden ratio. The means to an end. The workers are controlling the means of production. Anyway, just having some fun there. We've just been having fun today on the CD carousel. I guess I should tell you what you heard since I haven't, considering I haven't talked to you in like an hour and 45 minutes. Let's take you back a little ways. I left you off with, Aphex Twin remixing Seafeel. And from there, we went into Subarachnoid Space, doing a track called Indie Maru from a CD from 2000 called A New and Exact Map that came out on the September Girls label, named after the Big Star song. Cosmic Jokers after that from kind of a weird hodgepodge. I guess all their records are like that, but I think this one's even more so. But the Gillis Zeitschiff album, Timothy Leary, Asherah Temple, all sorts of weirdos up in that. Electronic Rock Zeitalter. Electronic Rock Zeitalter is the name of the track we heard. Originally came out in 1974. After that, we stayed in Germany, but went up about 20 years to a band I love so much called Village of Savunga. From their final studio album Score, we heard the title track that came out in 1997. Guys in that band are in many other bands you might be familiar with that we don't even have time to run down the list, but among the others would be the Knot Twist, Tide and Tickle Trio, Lolly Puna, etc. I was writing about some of these guys recently and I was like, wait, Village of Savunga's up on this website, and I could have sworn they had a page before, but now they don't, and I was like so bummed to not be able to write about them because I love them so much. Anyway, so that's why we played them. Square Pusher after that, who we're listening to right now, we heard Song Our Underwater Torch from the Maximum Priest EP that came out in 1989. This also came out in 1989, what we're hearing now from the Selection 16 album put out by Mr. Trent Reznor in the United States. It's on Nothing. This is Acid Tape track, by the way. But going back to when we heard Square Pusher earlier from the Maximum Priest EP on Warp, then we heard two tracks by Spring Heel Jack. First thing was this weird, long BBC, it's self-explanatory in the title, BBC Radio 3 Mixing It Bath Festival Commission Piece for Six Turntables Version 4. So there you go, all the notes you could possibly want. That's from a CD called Oddities on Thirsty Year from 2000. And then after that, we went back to, man, I hadn't heard this in so long. I remember having this CD. 68 Million Shades came out in 1997 on Island. We heard a track called Pan. Just some quality drum and bass there with a jazzy feel. But Spring Hill Jack, you know, they're good. Vastaferen's Organization, who we heard earlier in the set, we heard from a different album, a great CD called Sweat Your Cheeses But Not In My Salad that came out in Charnel Music in 1997, a track called Boarding Instructions for Bird Carousels. Then we heard the Heavy As Heck 1617. Where were they from? Were they from Germany? No, they're from Switzerland or Finland or something like that. I don't know. I don't feel like looking right now. You figure it out. Awesome band, though. Heavy As Heck, grind jazz from the Gyatso album that was originally came out on Kevin Martin's label, Pathological, in 1994. It got reissued in 2008. We heard that version. Black and Blue was the track we heard. Then we heard Maine again, who we heard at the beginning of the set, or the beginning of the show. A track called Four. I'd actually never heard this CD before, so I was like, I'm going to try to play a track from it. It's from a 2003 CD on the Kid 606's label, Tiger Beat 6. The album's called Transiency. Then we heard a mid-90s indie rock classic, Smog, Prince Alone in the Studio. I remember when this came out, it was just like, what? Like, just crazy, crazy stuff. Still sounds awesome. That's from the 1995 album Wild Love, which was a giant, you know. I got into Smog with Julius Caesar, so it was like, oh, hey, is that track over? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I guess we got to get out of here in a minute here. What are we doing? There we go. Anyway, so Prince Alone in the Studio, absolute classic. Praxis after that, Throwing Your Curveball. Death Star from the Sacrifice album on Subharmonic. It came out in 1993, and then we just heard Square Pusher. You're listening to the one, the only Spin Age Blasters. I'm your host, Cremo Coil, right here on Freeform Radio, WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Bucci.
Ever eat 300 bodies of Christ's? Tell you, he hurts.
Last time on Bucci. Sitting pretty.
The contestants are given food. Sloppy Joes, Slippery James, messy, messy foodstuffs. The person who eats the sloppiest food in the most intense environment wins. Ever eat a seafood boil upside down without getting any on yourself? How many meatballs sandwiches have you eaten where it's just been the cleanest thing in the world?
It's been about 87.
Years?
Sandwiches.
So start eating now.
Release the flies.
The flies? No, not the flies.
All right, stand still. Let these flies land on you.
It's actually not that bad.
Congratulations. You're sitting pretty.
What was your strategy?
You know, just living in the moment, live, laugh, love.
I've had a bad experiences with amusement park rides and
okay.
Food.
A series of increasingly juicy blueberries.
Oh.
Right.
You're not sitting pretty. There's food all over you.
I'd like to get off this thing now.
Give me some blue cheese, Father. Grapefruit, no spoon. Okay, last level. Okay, that's enough. Yes or no, you've eaten in a gyroscope, yes?
A couple times, yes.
Don't rip the pants.
That's my fault.
You got a whole loaf of bread to get through. Let the flies do their work. If you know Jimmy Fallon, maybe just recommend the show to Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not really messy, but
right.
I'm not, like, really organized.
All right, get in the, I almost cursed, gyroscope.
Jeez, there's a lot of flies.
Well, yeah, I know. Fly heaven.
Pucci, one flew up my nose.
Pucci, I'm drowning.
Oh, I'm a savory eater.
There's a
I'll
big,
brush him
fat
off. I'll brush him off. It's fine.
On the corner of your mouth.
Yeah, it's dry and crumbly. It's cool.
It's an upside-down cowbell with a croissant jammed in. Keep
okay.
eating.
Oh,
you're not
oh,
done
oh,
yet.
Oh, my God.
What's that cowbell? This is so easy. Boring and slowing down.
You're not sitting pretty.
Whatever.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
I have to stop saying I love you to callers.
Oh.
That's wrong. Ah, squeaky, squeaky. The squeaky Bucci gets to watch Grease. Oh my goodness. Already. I'm gonna start bringing my chair in from home. I have a very special chair at home. It has my recent wife in it, so I just curl up on her lap, not in a submissive way, more of a reconnect. What am I talking about? All right, you're listening to Bucci. What?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
I welcome to this show. Did I close the blinds? He doesn't close the blinds either. Someone slapped a Garfield. You know those Garfield suction cups creatures? They stuck it to the window of the studio. And that's the end of that sentence. God, I got so many notes here. This show is gonna be so good. Mm-hmm. Oh man. That's what baby needs. Nice can of Molson Ice. Molson. The only kind of ice that I want to exist. Yeah, it's great to have it. 2 hours have passed since I've had my last MI. Molson Ice. And babe, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, Cremo Coil. I'm also on the ice in honor of... used to have it. The Winter Olympics. I used to have I asked my uncle for a drop that said Winter Olympics. Let's see. All right. So Winter Olympics. That is so mislabeled. It's that time of year again. Where Bucci brags that he can do some of those events at the Winter Olympics, no training, no problem. Definitely walk away with definitely medal. Some of these so-called sports. Now, I do have to hold up my hands and say, I used to say, you know, at parties or religious occurrences, I used to say that I could do curling. You know, I could do that sport of curling. This is, for example, this was me. Yeah, I could totally. Hold on, give me another one of those Molson Ices. Ah. Yeah, I could do curling. It's just like, bocce ball for complete idiots. And, you know, I say that all the time. I said to my wife on our wedding night, it's just, you know, round horseshoes. And if I couldn't do the pushing, it's called a stone, apparently. You push the stone. And maybe I couldn't do that. People who see me in the street know that I have a very hard pushing motion. But I could do that. I would say, oh, I can do the brush thing. Were you brushing I don't even know what you were doing until recently. Did you know, and I'm talking to you, that there's like this special ice that the curlers use? It's not just like hockey ice. they labor over it. They spray it down with water and they let that freeze and they spray it again until there are all these little bumps appear on the ice. And the bumps provide traction that allow the thing to go forward. And what the broom people do is they smooth out that bumps and the thing goes fast. I can't even believe I'm talking about this. So I can't do that. It just seems like a lot of brooming. But, you know, you also look at that let's look at the bobsled thing. Specifically the three-man bobsled thing. Seriously, what is the middle guy in a three-man bobsled doing? You know?
Bucci adage.
Definitely a Bucci adage. Just ballast, right? I assume it's just ballast, the weight. You know, you need someone to weigh down the thing. You know, the guy in the front, he's steering it or whatever. The person in the back gives the push. What's the guy in the middle doing? Bupkis. I can be ballast. I can be ballast right now. It's not a Bucci adage. I'm good at being ballast. My aunt said I've been dragging her down for years. Ooh. Might as well give a medal to a sack of potatoes, in my opinion. A sack of potatoes with legs, of course. Obviously, the sack of potatoes would have to have legs so it could walk and get into the bobsled. Two big legs. Two people on the chat over there, WFMU.org, are saying every potato would have its own individual legs. No, that would be horrific. It'd just be two legs and exoskeleton, metal legs, and then coated in, or you sew a potato skin onto it. And yeah, but you know why? This person is getting a medal is really gaming the system. That person is like, who's going to be in front? Who's going to be in the back? The clever one's going to be in the middle. I think there's even a four-man bobsled team. I'll let my silence be the judgment. I could also do speed skating. It's just going fast on skates. Which I do a lot. People who follow me on Instagram know that I often speed skate around town, Macy's, that beautiful, wonderful Mexican restaurant, Taqueria El Pastor. I speed skate there in my urgency to eat one of their delicious burritos, which they've recently started making the burritos smaller, which I'm fine with. At least they're still $18, so that's cool. WFMU, I speed skate in the winter, speed skate here. Not to work, though. I don't speed skate to Katz's Deli. I don't want to get there that quickly. yeah, I usually crawl on my hands and knees to my job. Okay, so, yep, that is my Olympic chunk. Let's get into the show proper. So last week we, and by we I mean, what I mean when Bucci.
Stop.
Debuted a game called Sitting Pretty is the latest.
Sitting Pretty.
Where contestants get to eat food without getting, they have to eat food, messy food, without getting any of it on them while being spun around in a gyroscope. It was extremely successful. People loved it. Station manager Ken was mad at me for getting blueberries in the headphones, but you want an omelet, you might as well, you're gonna stuff some blueberries in a headphones. But I tell you, folks, I love this gyroscope thing. I may use it. I may get in this thing on all my shows now. I may spin myself around. It looked like a lot of fun when you were doing it. You know, it's harder to listen to people while you're being thrown around in a gyroscope. which is just the thing I'm looking for. I feel like I listen too closely to people, and I really need something going on so I can, you know, it'll pass through me like so much Molson Ice. Let me get four more slugs of this. Because, and maybe I shouldn't admit this because I do call in radio, but Bucci's sort of sick of talking to people. Somehow, and I don't know how this happened, I fell into this only talking to humans trope that has ruined and soiled so many talk shows in the past. You get dragged down by listening to the human voice, and it gets to be wearying, the human voice. And I think that Bucci's for everyone. Not that guy Zachary, but everyone else. And thus far, people, humans, have been hogging the lines. I'd like the show to be for all creatures, great and small. So today, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
Sitting pretty.
Wife.
That was last week. Tonight, I want to speak to your pets. I know you and your pet. Everyone talks to their pets, right? And then they talk back. You and your pet have a secret language. I know you do. Nobody knows you like your pet. Not even your recent wife. These animals have seen things. They've seen you at your best. They've seen you cry. They've seen you watch that Netflix show about the assassination of James Garfield. Something about lightning. Can't remember. They've seen you forge your signature on paintings, in museums. They've seen everything. They've seen you do other things. You know what I mean by that. And they know you, and you have this dialogue back and forth. So what I want to do is I want to hear from them tonight. I want you to call and put your pet on the line, and I have some questions for them. And I want to know what makes you tick, and what better way to do that than to, you know, talk to a dog or a cockatoo for 15 minutes. And not just dogs and cats and cockatoos, lizards. I'm talking ferrets. I'm talking rats. I'm talking snakes. I should have done the snake thing then. If you have a snake with a rat inside of it, I want to hear from them both. I want to hear their voices. Don't call in and pretend to do their voices. I want to hear their voices. Like, I have a cat, and his name is Bucci, and we're in a dialogue constantly. You've never seen a more mouthy cat. Yeah, Bucci, I didn't care for that last show. Yeah, I can do a lot better show than you. Just give me my little old headphones, over my cute little ears. And then, just give me access to, your board. I can do it. And then we get into a screaming argument. So, I want to hear from your pets. And if you don't have pets, go find one. Grab one off the street. Go into a pet store, something like that, and introduce them to Bucci. Because you know, and I know, that our pets are stuffed with secrets. It's Psychic Graveyard, stuffed with secrets, on WFMU. These segues have to get better. It's nonsensical. We should have played the Porno for Pyros song. All right, whatever.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci talks to your pets.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music. Hey, it's Bucci.
Bucci.
Today, I don't want to hear from any humans. I want to hear from some pets. So call in 201-209-9368 and let me talk to your pets. I have some questions I want to ask them about you. We were just listening to, what, Psychic Graveyard, Providence, Rhode Island's own Psychic Graveyard off their album Wilting. Eric Paul is the front man of that band from Aravon Radar and Doomsday Student and all those other bands. Eric Paul, an old girlfriend left me for Eric Paul. Oh my god. First call. Well, so I guess someone's pet was a dial tone. It's okay. If your pet is a, you know, some sort of inanimate object, if you, you know, cradle a carton of eggs in your hands like it was a Pomeranian, I want to hear from them. Swear to God. Caller, you go Bucci. I don't need to hear about that. Caller, you got Bucci.
I'm coming.
Oh my God. Who's this? I hate this. I hate this. You know what? I should have, you know what? I'm going to get into this gyroscope. Yeah, this is the ticket. All right. Who needs to talk to anybody when I'm in this gyroscope? Let me get some of this more Molson Ice. Got all over my Yellowstone t-shirt. That's harder than you think. 201-209-9368, where I want to talk to your pets. I seriously do. We've had a bunch of crank callers. Yeah, Eric Paul. But I saw him. They opened up for the OCs, or OCs, whatever they want to call themselves. And we buried the hatchet. Because that girl, that lady who left me for him, left him for the guy in the coach whips. Caller, you got Bucci.
Okay, yeah, now, yeah, I'm ready. I just, I messed up the first time.
Dios
so
me.
I can put the bird
my
on now for
Dios.
You, if you're ready.
Yeah. Oh, what do you have there? What do you have there, sir?
It's a cockatiel.
It's a cockatiel. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And he's okay. And I can put him on. And let's see. Yeah. Come on. Help me to make. Okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting. He should have already been on the line. He should have been perched on your finger. He hung up. Well, cockatiels don't know how to use phones, so maybe he got confused. I once had a cockatiel. People who follow me on Instagram over there at Bucci Nights know that I had a cockatiel on my finger for 2.5 weeks. I would shake it and shake it. It wouldn't come off. Turned out it was just stuffed with birdseed. I also have a bunch of treats that I can give your pets as well, if they please me. Yeah, I have a... Here we go. I don't know what's going on here. It's a terrible show. Caller Igabuchi.
Okay, this time I'm not going
to
mess it up.
I swear to God, sir.
I'm really in control. And now, we need to make this happen now. Okay, he's here.
I need some more.
And now I understand. And I'm just going to, okay, hold on now. Say something.
All right. Hey, how are you? Oh, that's so interesting. What's it like living? What's it like living with this guy? Oh, what does he usually? What? You can't say that on the radio. What's your wingspan, guy? What's your wingspan? That's pretty good. And you have a? Do you have
yeah.
a?
Okay,
that was
and
very
and
nice.
That was snowy. And thank you so
snowy.
Much.
Okay, goodbye.
That was snowy.
All right. Thank you for introducing me to Snowy. And introducing the listenership to Snowy. I certainly prefer Snowy to other voices I could mention and will mention that guy. And like I said, anything can be, you know, a pet. Even if your pets are like, even if you are you can, you know, your pets are like a million Argentine ants. You tricked yourself into believing that they love you. Maybe you gave them a edible arrangement and they flipped over all the honeydew melon. That doesn't mean they love you, but if you want to call up and put your aunts on the phone, That's fine. I'd like that. Your piranha. I used to work at a pet store, and people would do things. If anyone calls in with their piranha, I would like to ask this question, because piranhas get a bad rap. I can't believe I'm talking about piranhas. They, you know, it's not like you're going to put your hand in a piranha tank and you're going to pull out a skeleton hand. They're more retiring than that. And but what people do, scumbags, is they want their piranhas to look vicious, like them. Like, hey, I got a piranha. I want it to look tough. I want it to be tough, like me. I'm a tough guy, so I'll have a tough piranha. I'll walk it on a leash and take it to my bachelor party, etc. But what they do is they cut, this is terrible, they cut the skin around the piranha's mouth so the teeth show through. It's like what they do with the pit bulls when they give the pit bull, like, fake teeth. Because everybody knows that a pit bull's teeth are, like, as rubbery as a rubber. And so they give it, you know, sharper teeth. But so they do this to pets. You don't believe what the cruelty that people, you know, what pets go through. So I want to hear from them. I want to see if they are in a safe space. I'll swear to God, I'll listen. I'll get back into this gyroscope and start talking to my pets, cats and dogs that I have sitting on my lap, one on top of the other, totem pole style. In fact, I am going to do that. All right. Hey, 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 how are you? You want a little treat? You do? All right, give me your paw. Give me your paw. Okay. All right. Sit up. Sit. Sit. All right.
Oh my gosh. So good. Yes.
Wow. These, yes. See?
So delicious.
You give a treat to yes. a dog, it yes. really appreciates it. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey, Bucci. It's Franco.
Yeah, hey, oh, Franco, how are you?
Oh, I'm a little bit sleepy. It's about to rain.
I see. Are those two things related? Do you get sleepy in the rain?
Yeah.
You do.
As the water starts coming out of the sky and I fall down and I go to sleep.
Yeah, is that like an old war wound where like some people can feel it in their knees but you feel it in your...
You know what? I'm not exactly sure when this started.
I gotta drink.
I think it's when I used to drive a delivery truck, and yeah. I used to hate it so much that I would just fall asleep.
I see. Okay. So, Franco, I hope you're not too tired. Do you have an animal that you can put on the line with old Bucci?
Well, I'll try. He's not really responsive. He's not in the house. He's on the front porch right now.
Right. But the,
I'll walk out there. It's Geezer.
Oh, hey, okay.
He's a big mooch that just comes around here to be fed. And
is Geezer
a my
dog?
Pet.
And what does Geezer sound like? What's his voice sound like? What does he talk like?
Meow.
Okay. He doesn't know
okay.
words, though. Okay.
Oh, Christy, help me up. I can't get out of this chair.
This is a disaster.
Oh, I've practically slid to the floor. That's mm-hmm. another thing.
Yeah.
When it's raining, I slide to the floor.
When it's raining,
standing right
you slide out of your
Geezer.
Lazy boy.
Look,
when it's raining,
he wants to be fed.
To have a...
You want to? So, Bucci, here.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, you wanna? Hey, Geezer, how you doing?
Hi. There he is.
Oh, sit.
He opened his mouth and no sound came out.
Okay. Hey, Geezer, when was the last time you went to the vet? You seem something's. What's got in your ear? It looks like a. Like a little, what is that, Lego or something? What's in your ear there, bud?
Yeah, he has a Lego stuck in his ear.
Yeah, as many of us do. All right, Geezer, what's your opinion of Franco? I'd like to hear this.
Well, now he has a plate of kibble in front of him, so he's not going to talk
to him. Sounds a lot like
Franco. He gets very little out of this kind of exchange.
No,
he wants food, and then he goes away.
Okay, you can't, like, put the phone up against his little face and bump it up and down so I can
okay,
hear?
Okay, here, I'll try. I'll see what happens. He might bite me. He gets really
that would be nice.
Territorial about food. Geezer, Bucci wants to talk to you.
Geezer, can you, do you have Apple Podcasts? Do you know what Apple Podcasts are?
Did you hear that?
So,
It's cold out here. I got to go back in.
What I need you to do is start listening more to Bucci, okay, Geezer? Your master listens to him all the time, but I like to try to get a whole household going on.
I try, but animals aren't very responsive to me.
Yeah, well, they are to me. I got a voice like a dog whistle.
I'll bet you do.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, we'll let it go because this is going nowhere.
Yes. All right, Franco. Thank you very much. I'm really interested. I'm glad I met Geezer. Seems like a sweet thing. I didn't know if that was a dog or a cat. So the thing I might have to clarify is I would like to hear what they sound like. You know, like my cat. He sounds like this. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Bucci. I kill about 4 bison a day. I'm such a vicious animal. Look at the size of my claws. And I go, you were declawed. Yeah, they're secret. I keep them in a satchel. Where is the satchel? Oh, yeah, well, it's right. Well, it's inside my fur. Inside your fur? Would you get it sewed into your fur? All these secret claws? Yeah, that's right. I got all the money in the world to do weird surgeries on my body. Well, I wish I could, afford some weird surgery. Yeah, you can't. I took your wallet. You got my wallet in your mouth. That's right. I don't even know how you're talking to me with your wallet out of your mouth. Yeah, that's because I can talk out of the side of my mouth like a gangster. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Oh, my God. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Daniel B. in Chicago.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you the Daniel? You're in, like, Portage Park or something like that, right?
Yeah, man, you nailed it.
Hey, I remember. It's the up-and-coming, Portage Park, up-and-coming.
The PP.
Yeah, I know. Well, be careful there.
All
right, Daniel. What kind of animal do you have, and can you put it on the phone?
So, man, I can... And, you know, I hope this is acceptable.
Uh-huh.
It's a purple little guy, and he kind of makes obnoxious sounds.
Purple little guy.
Let me see if I can get him to go here.
Hey, buddy, can you hear me? Listen to Bucci. Can you hear me? Oh, well, what kind of animal are you there?
So he's got a voice.
Yeah. What is it again there, Daniel? You said he was purple, but what is he?
Yeah, he's purple. He's a purple little...
Grimace?
Furry guy.
Okay.
He's got 2 arms, 2 legs.
Yeah. Sounds like
three
a
eyes,
muzzle or something. I see. Interesting. So why don't you put him on the phone so I can have a proper conversation with him,
if you don't mind.
Not that you're not the most interesting caller I've ever had, but I would like to talk to this little purple people.
Okay, yeah, sure. Pleaser. Here we go. Hey, say hey to Bucci. Come on. You can do it. Yeah.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Hey. Oh, hey. So, what do you think of Daniel? What is your opinion? Is he a good guy? Ooh, okay. How fluffy is your coat? Tell me about your coat. Is it real fluffy? Are you a cute little boopaloo with a cute little face?
Yeah, he's got some teeth. He's only got front teeth, though. No bottom teeth.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, what do you chew with your teeth? What's your favorite thing to chew on?
Food.
What's your favorite thing to chew on? What is your favorite food there, Bud?
Yeah, his Fud, actually. It was close.
Oh,
but,
hey.
Fud.
Fud. Okay, Fud.
Buddy.
What's your favorite thing to chew on? Do you like a salt lick? I know Bucci chews on a salt lick.
Really?
4 times a quarter. Yeah. It's so, you know, I got to get my salt from somewhere. So So FUD, are you treated well? You're not being held against your will, do you? No. And you listen to Bucci also, right? You're a fan of Bucci, aren't you? All right.
Oh boy. Sounds like a pig. Oh boy. He's pretty talkative.
You know what? I love talking to FUD. That is a cute little thing. And make sure you listen to Bucci and treat Daniel right because he's a valued person.
Thanks,
to somebody,
Bucci.
Not me. Caller, you got Bucci. I am so warm in this fleece. Hello, you got Bucci.
Hi, Bucci, it's Kate. I have numerous pets that you could talk to.
Okay.
I have a dog named Radio.
The dog is named Radio? Cat. Is that what you said? The dog's named Radio?
Yeah. Do you want to talk to him?
Sure. Hey, Radio. Okay. Put old Radio on the phone.
I'll get him.
Hi, Bucci.
Oh, hey, Radio. Do you want a treat?
Bucci.
Do you want a treat?
I like sweet potato. Do you like sweet? I'll take a sweet potato.
You want sweet potato? Hold on. Let me get a sweet potato. Hold on.
You want a sweet potato?
All right, first, you got to sit.
Okay, I'm sitting.
Sit. Give me your paw.
What? Paw?
Yeah.
Pause this. Okay, here.
Wait. Hold on there, Radio. You subscribe to Bucci's podcast.
Yes. Okay.
You got it?
I don't know what that is, but okay.
Well, I don't know. All right.
Sweet potato.
All right. Here you go. I almost cursed. Sweet potato. Now take that.
Let's
eat it right now. Yeah, there we go. Do you like your owner? Do you like Kate? Are you a big fan of Kate? Or are you kind of secretly kind of, I can't wait to, you don't care?
Kate is pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
She takes me to the dog run.
I see.
She goes to work a lot. I'm sort of confused about that, but
right.
Then she comes home. I don't know what work is.
Do you resent that there, Radio?
I'm sorry.
Do you resent that Kate has to leave you sometimes instead of curling you up like a little 13-year-old
in your arms? Like, Handy's there, too. I like him. But I like it when both of them there and we're all sitting together on the couch.
Sure.
They take up a lot of room.
They do, yeah. You guys are, I've seen photos. You guys kind of man spread out there on that little couch.
I need my space.
Right. And you're watching any nice TV shows there, Radio?
I watch TV and sometimes, there's
screaming.
Dogs on TV. There's dogs on TV. TV dogs.
Okay. Oh well, there you go. I mean, what's a good dog movie?
I don't know what a movie is.
No, you don't.
I just know when there are dogs on the TV.
There's got to be a dog in Yellowstone.
I said, where are they? Why aren't they behind the TV?
I run into the other room and look for the dogs,
but they're not there.
All right, you get these, you know what, Kate? You get these animals talking, you can't throw them off the air. I mean, that's the problem.
I'm sorry, Bucci, I'm back. Are you?
No, yeah.
Are you talking too much?
I'm really glad. I'm glad I met Radio. just make sure, he likes me also, right? Is it nodding its head when I say he likes me?
I would also like to point out that Radio is now whining at me because I think he may be mad that I was channeling his voice.
I'm sorry. Well, I hope I didn't ruin your relationship, Kate.
We'll work it out.
All right, you'll work it out. All right, good hearing
from
you.
Thanks,
Bucci. Bye. That was nice. But you just put a leash on. I don't want to, the pets and humans rule. You know, let's just not go on and on. Don't talk over the DJ. Call it Ego Bucci.
Oh, Bucci. What's up?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Hey, Double G, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Double G, how are you? Double downtown, Double G. All right. You seem like some sort of rat king, right, Double G? Do you have like a bunch of rats that you keep in your long, greasy black trench coat? Or
No, I actually have a pet clam.
You have a pet clam. Okay.
Clam, yeah.
What's the...
What are you?
Yes, but hold on. Yeah. Put him on. Put it on. It's asexual, right? It better be asexual, this clam.
Well, I don't really see my pet as sexual, so I don't know what kind of pet you have, Bucci, but...
It's not asexual. It's asexual.
Wait, clam, hold on. Here's the clam.
I almost cursed again. Put the clam on the air.
Can you hear him?
I don't know. Do it again. Hey, what's your name, little clam?
I'm the clam.
This is so annoying. Okay, clam. What's your name? Your just name is Clammy or something?
Yes, I'm Clammy.
Oh, hey, Clammy. Now, what is Double G like? Does he doesn't mistreat you, right? Does he try to pry you open to get the sweet, sweet pearls inside of you?
No, he's very caring, actually, and
sounds
gentle.
A little bit like Double G.
He keeps 6 inches of water in the apartment so I can swim anywhere I want.
Oh, interesting. So wait, you're swimming? Do you have, like, a motor on you? I wasn't aware that clams swam a lot.
You kind of flutter and move around, Bougie. You can use it on the internet. You can see.
Does Double G ever take you out of the water and kind of move you around the apartment like you were an airplane going, like...
I like to be in a space shuttle.
Oh, you like to be on the radio as well?
Yeah.
All right, what's your favorite Primus album? Clammy.
Oh, my favorite Primus album? I don't listen to Primus.
You don't listen to Primus?
I don't listen to Primus.
Well, what about Frizzle Fry? Not even Frizzle Fry?
No, none of the above. All right. I'm more like a Celine Dion.
Okay. We'll have to degree to disagree. Now, do you have a secret rage against your owner? I feel like you might have I keep circling back. I hope he's treating you right,
Clammy. He's leaving the room. He's leaving the room. Hold on one second.
Yep.
He's leaving the room.
He's leaving?
Okay.
All right, let's
see.
Go ahead.
Sometimes he puts me in those, like, platform heel boots that, like, Goldfish used to be in the 70s. And then he goes and stomps around on the street. And it drives me crazy, Bucci.
So he puts boots on you like a little Alice in Wonderland, like clam.
No, I'm trapped in the water boot. You know, like when the high heel boots that they would have goldfish in with water life goldfish.
Oh,
he
okay.
has a pair of those.
Sure. Okay.
He puts me in them. He traps me when I'm being bad.
Okay. All right. I don't side with him, but it sounds like you may. It sounds like you may be a little clam.
Wait.
Okay, that's very cute. Can you sit on my finger? Can you perch on my finger like a little cute little boo?
Okay, just for you.
All right, I gotta get off the air. All right. Oh, there it is. Oh, hey, little buddy. How are you? Oh, no, I dropped it. Oh, no. All right, goodbye. Oh. I think it's fine. 201-209-9368. I'm talking to your pets, not you. It was interesting meeting a clam. And, you know, it is the animal that gives back to you. It gives you one pearl. And then if you have a bunch of those, you can make, you can put those pearls in front of forget it. I was going to say something about pearls before swine, but I can't. I have to write it down later. 201-209-9368. I want to hear from your pets. Yeah, I'd like to know what their favorite Primus album is, too. I've been really going down a Primus hole, figuratively. Don't know why. It's kind of circling back. You know, I thought I put that slap bass out of my life, but apparently not. My cat, Bucci, really likes the slap bass, too. Often we go back and forth. Oh, yeah. What's your favorite Primus album? Well, I like Tales from the Punch. That's a garbage album. Tales from the Punch Bowl. I like his later stuff that he did with Sean Lennon. That stuff is garbage. Yeah, you don't know anything. It's real psychedelic. Yeah, psychedelic with slap bass. Yeah, well, don't box in psychedelia, you fool. It makes me so mad. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci. Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, hey, it's Mrs. Bucci. How are you?
We're not good over here because I got a really angry cat that wants to talk to you.
Okay, go ahead.
He's really, I don't even, okay, Cheezo, you want to talk?
Oh, we got another cat named Cheese. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah. It's your cat. And wait, let me put him on.
Put him on.
This is Bucci. Who the hell am I talking to?
Okay, watch your language there, Cheese.
Yeah, you better get your...
He cursed. He just cursed.
Yeah, you better watch it. Don't stop doing impressions of old Cheezo. He's coming for your little radio show right now.
You're coming for my radio show?
Yeah, too sweet.
All right, so why don't you do the show there, wise guy? What are you going to do?
Yeah, welcome to old Cheezo. We only play really cool records.
That is pretty good, actually. So do you have a favorite Primus album there, Cheezo?
No, Primus sucks.
Okay. What do you like, ska? You seem like a ska head, right?
No, Cheezo, he likes NWA.
Okay.
He's a really tough cat.
All right. Cheese, do you have any, you know, you're a pet, do you have any pet projects that you're working on in your spare time? That's what they name pet projects after, pets.
No, son. He calls them schemes and plots. He's got a lot of schemes and plots going on.
Oh, yes.
Most of them against you, old Bucci.
Stop chuckling.
It's not chuckling. It's laughing maliciously. Get it straight, son.
I don't like the way this cat talks to me.
Yeah, you better not come home because he's looking for a fight. Oh, Cheezo, he's about to fight you.
You're going to fight me, huh?
Yeah, with his big old claws. They're huge.
Since when? What, do you have cute little boxing gloves as well?
They're massive, yeah.
You have massive boxing gloves.
They're so huge for his huge claws. They got to fit around it.
I see. So you're just a little cat with two massive boxing gloves.
No, he's a massive cat with massive claws. Get it straight.
Oh, I see. Okay. So... What are you?
You're a terrible listener.
I know you don't think well about Bucci, but what do you think about that Mrs. Bucci? Not that great, right?
She's fine. She's better than Bucci, though, but she's okay. Yeah. I don't like her either.
You don't like the woman too much?
I don't like anybody except Bucci, though.
You have a secret rage, don't you?
It's not even that secret.
You know, it's not that secret.
Yeah, you like that Bucci mug? Yeah, I knocked it over. It's broken.
Oh, my God. Do you still have blood?
Again!
do you still have blood coming out of your ears, little old Cheezo?
Don't worry about it. All right, old Cheezo, gotta go by.
That was my cat, Cheese. I guess that wasn't okay. But I have all sorts of treats, 201-209-9368. Your dog or cat or cockatoo sugar glider. I think that's a thing. A sugar glider, ringtail lemur. I have a million treats. If your pet's like Molson Ice, hit Bucci up. Do you like thimblefuls of brandy? I got about 18 thimblefuls of brandy lined up. A rating for a pet. Rolls of toilet paper. I know dogs love a roll of toilet paper. Squirt of hand soap. I met an African gray parrot that loves nothing more than a squirt of hand soap on its little hands, little claws. Mojo Magazine. Some cats love Mojo Magazine. 201-209-9368. I'm trying to talk to your pets. And if you don't have a pet, grab a neighbor's pet. I want to know what your dogs do on their days off. When they're gone, what do they do? When you're kicking back and eating a $17 burrito that has gotten smaller every time you order it, what are they doing? Are they in the other room on TikTok? Caller Ego Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Alan. Tico wants to talk to you.
Hey, it's Alan. How are you doing? Hey, Alan, put Tico on the air. I know this dog.
Okay, hold on. He talks Spanish, though.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. Let me put it on speaker. Tico, it's Bucci. Hold on.
Hey, Tico.
Hold on. Where the hell? Hold on. I'm trying to put you on speaker, Bucci. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to.
He won't. I can't get on.
I wish I had another call.
Talk to Bucci.
Hey, Tico. How are you doing?
Tengo miedo de él.
Oh, okay.
He said, tengo miedo de él. That means I'm scared of him.
You're scared of me? Why are you scared of Bucci?
Why are you scared of Bucci? Me golpeo en el puppy ball.
I don't know about
this accent. Oh, that means he hit me at the puppy ball.
No, I brushed up against you, Tico. Now, come on. You know, you're playing the victim card, as you often do. Oh, I'm getting shoved. No, I got rubbed the wrong way.
Yeah, I gotta go. He's crying now.
All right,
good. I gotta go.
Bucci flipped me off. Double middle fingers. Well, probably deserved it. Tico's a very cute dog, though. Alan and Tico go together like a dog and another dog. They go together like two dogs. If you have an animal with a really fluffy coat that so fluffy that you lose your keys in it, I would like to know, because my hair, while being thick, full, and virulent, if that's the word, I could use it to be a little fluffier and softer. It tends to, it kind of is as tough as old wire. But, so if you have any hair care tips, if you have a specifically fluffy Pomeranian or a specifically fluffy percular clown, I would like to get some advice. Because my current wife won't go anywhere near my hair. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci.
It's more of like a wife adage. I can't wait to ask Micah if he has an animal. The reason I thought this is because I have this, as you heard with my wife called, I have this very contentious relationship with these animals. And I really want to try to get them to be more, certainly polite, but also just try to, like, maybe listen to the show and be more actively engaged. I'm going to get into this. I'm getting back into this gyroscope. You ever be depressed while sitting in a gyroscope and spinning around? I'm probably the saddest person who's ever been in a gyroscope. This thing is doing nothing for me. There's the boy. Wow, he got a deep tan. Micah's been gone for a couple weeks. You should see his tan. Wow. He's as tan as, what are you as tan as? You're as tan as a brown leather belt. Micah, do you have any animals?
Yeah.
You do? Wow. What animals do you have?
Cat.
You have a cat? What's its name?
Jimmy.
Is it a... Now, I know this is a personal question, but is it a cute little boopaloo? Does it have a little cute little face that you kind of, you know, shower with a million kisses?
Yep.
You grab its little head and kiss it?
You know it.
Is it the only thing you've ever kissed?
Probably.
Oh, that's sad. Missed you, man. Okay, that's pretty cold. One more time. You got any chances to call in? Or we want to... what's your cat's name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, you said that. Does he listen to Bucci?
Nope.
Does he listen to your show?
Nope.
Such a snob.
All right. Well, this was a kind of a flop, but that's okay. I really enjoy listening to the animals. You know, I want this. You know, this show is for all God and Allah's creatures. And I hope going forward we can remember that. So next week, if you want to call in and as your ball python, that'd be great. I once went into a lot of animal talk today for some reason, but I once a red-tailed boa, about 4 feet long, grabbed me, and I went up to my wristwatch in it, and it took two people to pry it off me. And I said, no, I don't want you to. Let's keep it here for a second. I don't like shaking hands, and no one wants to shake hands with a guy with a boa constrictor wrapped around its hand. I could have sworn that was a Bucci adage.
Bucci.
Oh, it is.
Adage.
Okay. I will be back next week, probably. I don't know. That's it. Micah, do you want a treat? I got all these treats.
I don't see any.
Well, let me have.
Oh, you animal treats.
Yeah. No, my little fingers. Don't you want to chew on them? All right, he said yes, but after the show. All right, whatever. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online, and all the time at WFMU.org. It was really nice hearing from all your animals. And let's just get back into the gyroscope and let that take us out. Oh, baby, you should see the face I'm making now. Molson Ice. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Cheech.
This is A Course in Miracles. It is a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. The course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. The opposite of love is fear. But what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. This course can therefore be summed up very simply in this way. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. Steady our feet, our Father. Let our doubts be quiet and our holy minds be still and speak to us. We have no words to give to you. We would but listen to your word and make it ours. Lead our practicing as does a father lead a little child along a way he does not understand. Yet does he follow, sure that he is safe, because his Father leads the way for him. So do we bring our practicing to you. And if we stumble, you will raise us up. If we forget the way, We count upon your sure remembering. We wander off, but you will not forget to call us back. Quicken our footsteps now, that we may walk more certainly and quickly unto you. And we accept the word you offer us to unify our practicing as we review the thoughts that you have given us. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. Here is the answer to your search for peace. Here is the key to meaning in a world that seems to make no sense. Here is the way to safety in apparent dangers that appear to threaten you at every turn and bring uncertainty to all your hopes of ever finding quietness and peace. Here are all questions answered. Here, the end of all uncertainty, ensured at last. The unforgiving mind is full of fear and offers love no room to be itself, no place where it can spread its wings in peace and soar above the turmoil of the world. The unforgiving mind is sad, without the hope of respite and release from pain. It suffers and abides in misery, peering about in darkness, seeing not, yet certain of the danger lurking there. Each unforgiving mind presents you with an opportunity to teach your own how to forgive itself. Each one awaits release from hell through you and turns to you imploringly for heaven here and now. It has no hope, but you become its hope. And as its hope, do you become your own. The unforgiving mind must learn through your forgiveness that it has been saved from hell. And as you teach salvation, you will learn. Yet all your teaching and your learning will be not of you, but of the teacher who was given you to show the way to you. The unforgiving mind does not believe that giving and receiving are the same. Yet we will try to learn today that they are one through practicing forgiveness toward one whom you think of as an enemy and one whom you consider as a friend. And as you learn to see them both as one, we will extend the lesson to yourself and see that their escape included yours. Begin the practice period by thinking of someone you do not like, who seems to irritate you or to cause regret in you if you should meet him. One you actively despise or merely try to overlook. It does not matter what the form your anger takes. You probably have chosen him already. He will do. Now close your eyes and see him in your mind. And look at him a while. Try to perceive some light in him somewhere. A little gleam which you had never noticed. Try to find some little spark of brightness shining through the ugly picture that you hold of him. Look at this picture till you see a light somewhere within it. And then try to let this light extend until it covers him and makes the picture beautiful and good. Look at this changed perception for a while. And turn your mind to one you call a friend. Try to transfer the light you learned to see around your former enemy to him. Perceive him now as more than friend to you. For in that light, his holiness shows you your Savior, saved and saving, healed and whole.